It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Okay, we've had some time to digest the election results. Now let's look at what happened, starting with President-elect Donald Trump's win in Michigan. Republicans haven't carried the state since 1988. Pre-election polls showed Hillary Clinton leading Trump at times by double digits. As the results rolled in on Tuesday, the Detroit Free Press was so confident in a Clinton victory, they projected her as the winner a little after 9 o'clock that night. Jack, what does Trump's win tell us about Michigan voters?
Well, it tells us they wanted a change. And the Free Press is sort of interesting. The Free Press mistaken call was due almost entirely to them analyzing Oakland County. Oakland County is this large, affluent, prosperous suburban county, and it voted almost exactly the same as it had in 2012 when President Obama won Michigan by almost 500,000 votes. But these were the sort of educated white voters, a lot of professional women that weren't inclined to vote for Trump. But in blue-collar Macomb County, there was a massive switch. Outstate, Trump did very, very well, winning even some counties that are normally Democratic. He did amazingly well. He lost Genesee County, but did much better than I would have expected after, you know, the mess in Flint. And he prevailed by a tiny margin. It looks right now it's a little bit under 12,000 votes. It may change a little bit, but Trump won Michigan, the first Republican to do so in almost 30 years.
Trump won the presidency with more electoral votes than Hillary Clinton, but she won the popular vote, kind of like Al Gore's loss to George W. Bush in 2000. This has brought up a lot of conversations about whether the Electoral College is a fair system. Jack, what's your take?
Well, actually, it's going to be much worse, in a sense, than the Al Gore race. My calculations is that she will win the popular vote by well over a million, maybe close to 2 million votes, because most of the uncounted votes are all in California and Washington, which are two of the most Democratic states. I've always felt that the Electoral College was actually a good thing because it sort of normally magnifies the result and ensures stability. I've changed my mind about that. I think we need to get rid of the Electoral College. We've had two of the last five elections in 16 years. We've had a president other than who the people wanted. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. It would take a constitutional amendment. There's a lot of resistance to it. But if this pattern continues, I think there's going to be an awful lot of discontent, especially as I predict if Clinton's margin is really sizable over Trump.
Voters in southeast Michigan shot down a four-county millage that would have brought historic transit improvements to Metro Detroit. Voters in Macomb and Oakland County voted down the millage, while it won support in Wayne and Washtenaw counties. In the end, the no votes had it by a slim margin. Jack, were you surprised that this didn't pass, and why do you think it did better in some counties than others?
I wasn't really surprised, given what was going on politically. But it's sort of heartbreaking for those of us who thought mass transit was essential. That includes the business community. It did very well in Washtenaw County, Ann Arbor, even though those people probably would have used it the least. It did well in the city of Detroit. It just barely lost in Oakland County, but it really got clobbered in Macomb. And the reason this proposal lost, it lost by 1% of the vote. The reason it lost was the non-support from Brooks Patterson, the Oakland County executive, and Mark Hackle, the Macomb County executive. They officially took no position but let people know that they were really against it. And this was probably the best proposal for some kind of mass transit, maybe the last workable one we'll see for quite some time.
Jack, let's take a look down the road. There's another big election coming up in 2 years. Michiganders will decide on a new governor, a new state attorney general, a new secretary of state, the entire state house and Senate. After Trump's victory and a number of other Republican wins in Michigan this election, do you think the stage is set for things to stay pretty red in the state?
Exactly the opposite. And if there was a Republican loser this week, it was Bill Schuette. Why? Well, voters normally turn against the party in power in the first off-year elections, whether they're Republican or Democrat. And now Bill Schuette is going to have to run for governor, dealing with that and with the legacy of Flint and Governor Snyder, who, while the two are not exactly best friends, they're both Republicans. Matt Grossman, the political scientist at Michigan State University, who's very well regarded, told me that whatever party didn't win this presidential election was going to do very, very well in the off-year elections in 2018. And so I think that after Flint and after 8 years of Republican control, 2018 is almost certainly going to be a much, much better year for the Democrats.
All right, Jack, thanks so much for your insights.
Always a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories.